Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Saturday about the deadly attack carried out by a married couple on a California social services office. The FBI is officially investigating Wednesday's massacre as an act of terrorism. The wife involved in the shootings, Pakistani Tashfeen Malik, pledged allegiance to the Islamic State militant group on Facebook. The message was apparently posted on Facebook about the same time the shooting started. Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, killed 14 people and wounded 21. Mr. Obama said an investigation would reveal more information.
It is entirely possible that these two attackers were radicalized to commit this act of terror. And if so, it would underscore a threat we've been focused on for years, the danger of people succumbing to violent extremist ideologies. We know that ISIL and other terrorist groups are actively encouraging people around the world and in our country to commit terrible acts of violence, oftentimes as lone wolf actors.
The Islamic State said on its radio broadcast Saturday the husband and wife were supporters of the terrorist group. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul Bashika region for routine training exercises. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from Mosul. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban says it has received a voice message from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, that should refute claims about his involvement in a gunfight and supposed death earlier this week. The group's spokesman, Zabula Mujahid, told VOA Saturday that in the message, Mansour stressed he is safe and healthy and denied there are rifts in the Taliban leadership. The spokesman said audio of Mansour's message would be released soon to news media. Officials attending a UN climate conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to deal with the consequences of rampant emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say there are plenty of unresolved issues to be hammered out, including who should bear the burden of paying for new directives, before an agreement can be reached by Friday when the conference ends. The U.S. Space Agency has released a series of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we might see of the planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft photographed Pluto during its July flyby and continues to transmit data stored on its digital recorders. NASA said in a statement that the latest pictures, released Friday, clearly show a wide variety of cratered, mountainous, and glacial terrains. The police department in the U.S. city of Chicago released hundreds of pages of police reports late Friday, revealing a troubling account of the killing of an African-American teenager shot 16 times by a white police officer. At least five police officers say in their reports 17-year-old Laquan McDonald moved aggressively towards the police officers with a knife when he was shot. But the police car video shows the teenager walking away from the officers when he was shot in October 2014. Officer Jason Dyke, who fired the fatal shots, remained on the job until last month when he was fired. As some 300 U.S. soldiers train Ukrainian soldiers at a compound in western Ukraine, the Pentagon is countering reports of old and dilapidated U.S. equipment given to Ukrainian fighters in the country's east. The Pentagon has committed more than $265 million in security assistance to Ukraine since the fighting began. It says U.S. assistance and equipment has made an important impact on operational effectiveness. The Washington Post reported earlier this week that a Ukrainian Special Forces unit was using U.S.-supplied Humvees dating from the late 1980s and 90s. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.